Good morning. Today is Thursday, the 28th of December. Joining us this morning. Oh, I could say something really
don't
tacky.
Don't do that.
Okay. Rob Barkley.
Bri, how are you?
Good.
Happy New Year to you.
No, I mean, there's a whole series, serial series.
There were.
Yeah, I'm sure you've been already called many things.
No, people are just having great joy. I had a little operation on my foot, and so I'm in a boot. And it's really been something.
And you're not playing football?
No.
Yeah.
Not this week.
Yeah. Jeez. Are you ready? Oh, we're in sports and leisure, by the way, is our category.
That should be fun.
Should be. We'll find out. Okay. Why isn't it over until the fat lady sings?
Wasn't that an opera term? I think I've heard this somewhere, that somehow the fat lady was in the opera and you didn't know the opera was over until she gave her final belt out.
In the 1970s, Washington sports columnist Dan Cook wrote, "The opera isn't over until the fat lady sings." Later, basketball coach Dick Motta referred to the Bulls' slim playoff chances, misquoted Cook when he said, "It isn't over until the fat lady sings," and it stuck. The inspiration might have been from the old American proverb, "Church ain't out until the fat lady sings," but regardless, it's now accepted in sports as meaning where there's life, there's hope.
I like that.
I still think they ought to have Kate Smith at Yankee Stadium.
Well, she's got to go.
Yeah, well, they got rid of her a while ago, too.
I like that. Who's that new girl who's going to be singing the national anthem at all the stadiums?
Huh?
Yeah.
You're asking me?
She started at the Generals, and she's going around and doing them. It's really fun, and she has a beautiful voice.
Who's like a younger gal?
I didn't see a picture of her. I just read the story.
Oh, boy. So what kind of sense, what's your read of what's going on the national level? Is Nikki Haley going to be a VP? Is DeSantis going to back out? I was listening yesterday to a couple of different folks, and they were saying it's an all-or-nothing round for DeSantis in Iowa. If he crashes and burns there, he has nothing in New Hampshire, and now he's so far behind.
I would caution everybody about making too many assumptions on where we are and going through too many iterations of likely fact patterns. This is an open playing field. I think Vivek is done.
He kind of disappeared, didn't he?
Well, he spent $100 million of his own money.
And he pulled his TV, is what I saw.
Correct.
A while ago.
Nikki, you know, she is a very ambitious person. Right now, the thing I really don't want are more wars. I'm kind of fatigued of wars. And she will get us into wars.
I don't think either of the two that are going on now are going to stop. Was it yesterday? Last night. About, just lost it. Russia. That one. That there's a thought that it might stop when 20% of the territory is ceded to Russia, that's enough to shut things down, and that's kind of what's in the cards and being negotiated now. Does that make any sense?
Well, needless to say, I'm not at the negotiating table. I think most Americans...
There are stairs to get there.
I think a lot of people are having real questions whether we want to continue that war. Now the Israel-Hamas...
That's a different
dynamic. That's a cat of a different color, and they have righteousness on their side. And so, but Ukraine, I think everyone's fatigued. Draw some lines, call it even, and stop fighting. Let's all get along.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't pull that one in Israel, though, with Palestine.
No,
That's so different. There's really not even a parallel other than people are talking about it.
Well, this two-state solution thing kind of mystifies me. When one of the two says you don't get to exist, well, that's not a two-state solution.
That's not a friendly neighbor, no.
No, that's a bad neighbor. And so I wish everyone would just figure this stuff out and let's get constructive in the world instead of destructive.
Iran starting to coming into play, Iran-Iraq now. a little bit more overtly.
I think Iran is the player. Why we allow Iran to have the money to play around in the Middle East and create this chaos, I guess there's a plan. I hope there's a plan, but don't pick the Iranians over the Israelis. I just don't think that's a good quid pro quo.
Wouldn't seem to be. These international events, do you think that they're going to get any traction in the election cycle? Whether Newsom is running against Biden or somebody else on the Democratic side or with the Republican primaries, is that going to be a hot topic, or do you think it's...
Depends on Taiwan. If Taiwan heats up, it'll get traction. But I think the border and the economy are pretty much...
Kind of goes back to Carville, doesn't it?
Yeah. Carville is...
He nailed it.
It's still a truism.
Yeah.
And what I'm looking for is a happier 2024. Let's get off each other's backs and throats, and let's constructively listen to one another.
Well, terminology to me is one of those aspects that would help to clarify things. What inflation is down.
No, it's not.
But when you look at it, it's inflation built off of inflation built off of inflation. So if it's only up 3%, but it was 8% before, now you got 3% more than 8% when we look back 2 years.
Yeah, I mean...
The ignorance of the economics is...
It's not ignorance. It's all about emotion. We go to the store, it costs more. And it's about that simple. And we don't say the last 3 months it's only risen X. We say, right. God, a year ago it cost this, and now it's that. Ouch.
Yes, everything is relative.
It is.
Which is intriguing to me that the gas prices haven't been more moderating, at least in our area. They're stagnant, but they're stagnant at such a high level that it's staggering.
Yeah, gas is gas. We don't have a viable alternative to it yet.
I'd like to use the Oklahoma alternative. $3 a gallon. It's $8.19.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about chicken of the sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Barkley. California is going to be, seems like it's an interesting situation. We've talked about it in the past with the fire insurance or lack thereof and insurance companies pulling out. Are you sensing any structural change in that? Is there recognition at the state level, or is the state continuing just to kind of walk down the path towards a $65 billion hole?
I have no earthly idea. Part of our problem in California is the government is so big and the deficits are so big and there's a dearth of reporting. So getting information that's meaningful like we do here locally is really hard in California.
A delay on it or just not accessible for the information?
I hate to say it, I just don't think it's particularly accessible. And by the time we have it, it's too late, and you can't have really...
Can't act on it, yeah.
Are you kidding me? How can this be? You know, and that seems to be... we have a lack of notice these days, and a lot of trickery goes on with the lack of notice.
Is there another state that is similar to California?
Well... Based on courts, it looks like Colorado's not too far behind.
You're right.
I don't know. You know,
you can look at the state and go structural. There's just too many fundamental things wrong. But with population leaving, with deficits occurring, with government largesse expanding, okay. I mean, New York is one that a lot of people will talk to, but people aren't leaving New York.
No, but they are leaving Illinois. Illinois is turbo broken. Their pensions are turbo broken. And it is, in my mind, per capita, significantly worse than California. How's that?
Does the crime rate factor into that?
Oh, I think
in the metropolitan
areas? Their crime is pretty epic. I mean,
yeah, but it's almost historical. Or identified. I mean, you go back to Capone, right?
I mean, you're saying kinda, is it a historically violent city?
I think so. At least
I don't know that, but what I do know is right now they're killing each other, and I grieve over that. It just, what are people thinking?
So with some of the metropolitan challenges that exist, reversible? Salvageable?
Everything's reversible. Never lose.
Over what time frame, though?
Quicker than you think. These things happen more quickly. Who would have thought Harvard's reputation would be driven down, and this is going to be hard to fix. And they have not displayed themselves well. And that will take a really long time, and the kids aren't going to go. The trends against universities is already pretty dramatic as it is. And then with the normal parents sitting there saying, do I really want my kid going there and protesting when I'm spending $50,000 a year?
19% less enrollment or something along those lines? It'll be backfilled.
I think it was applications.
Oh, yes.
I think it was apps.
But it's intriguing that the school boards or board of directors or whatever they call them in these elitist universities and institutions aren't recoiling, aren't demanding, and if they are, they're not getting satisfaction.
Look,
how can these people represent your institution and you feel comfortable with that when they say what they say?
Well, it bespeaks the fundamental flaws of the institution and the culture. I mean, that's kind of a rotten culture. I'm pretty encouraged that in Humboldt County, people have opinions, but we've pretty well kept our minds and our compasses centered on a true north over what's right versus what's wrong in this whole Israel thing. There are protesters in favor of Palestine, and I respect that people can have opinions, but for God's sakes, to call for the death of people for who they're born as, that's not good.
No, it is interesting to see how that interesting sounds like it's too passive to observe what's going on.
Yeah, well, we're going away from an education society and more towards a trades society. And I actually am kind of enthusiastic about the upward mobility of the uneducated these days.
Where would you put the computer tech folks? Are they in the blue collar side or the white collar side?
That's a wonderful question. And I've had this discussion. A lot of IT is going to be taught in trade schools. Now, the high-level engineering, that'll be taught at the universities and that. So I don't think you can make a simple statement as to where IT comes out. Our IT people tend to be a combination of brilliant self-taught and also taught at school. So, in other words, it seems like the IT people have a propensity for it, enjoy it, and tinker with it.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a genetic.
Yeah, or genetic or born with.
Isn't that the same?
No.
How do you buy genetics?
Well, genetic means your forebears gave it to you, but they're hardwired, so to speak,
yeah,
in their love of that. No different than some people like baseball. or good at baseball. And but they're great at IT, and they make all our worlds better. Oh, come on.
It's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:34. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. So, Rob, what are you hearing about the Jacobs site? I'm sure you're getting a lot of people asking about it. It doesn't seem like you guys are that involved with it.
We're not, and I know nothing, and I'm pretty darn happy with that knowledge base. What am I really thinking? I'm thinking the citizens are in the process of putting together a citizen-built downtown plan that balances businesses and doesn't favor low and no income housing and putting local businesses out because they have no parking.
But I guess for that site, housing is short. I think everybody kind of blesses that thought. But it's not low income, and it's not only seniors, it's housing. Yeah, let me ask you this one. Why aren't there any condos in Humboldt County?
Insurance. Condo insurance is hard to get.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
It just is. The Horizontal Regime Act is tricky and things like that.
So it's not homeowners insurance, which is not easy to get in California either, but...
Well, look, I think we're going to see a lot more housing. Right now, we're short of housing because it's really a leftover from Bonnie Neely and Kirk Girard, who wanted no housing.
The 80s, 90s.
Yeah, they just put a stamp on it. Now you've got, what's that guy, Mike Wilson, who's skeptical about it. He'll put it up in McKinleyville, but by God, doesn't want it in Eureka. Forget the carbon footprint. So, you know, housing's going to happen. It just is. And we've got plenty of land. They hate to hear that. They just want to be able to control it. That's kind of where we're at right now, is government wants to control housing, and I think let the markets control housing.
By government, are you thinking through grants, you know, the low-income stuff? And
correct.
Those types of carrots, I guess?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, look at Dan Johnson across from Jacoby Creek School. He's putting in a bunch of apartments. No parking. Zero. You're going, what?
Are they going to use the school?
No. They just are building things saying, you don't need housing. We don't want you. We don't want parking. We don't want you to have to. We want you using public transportation or walking. And so they're not even providing the alternative. Well, that's all well and good, and they can have that vision. And obviously he worked through legal processes to get that. That's fine. I'm not going to do that. I'm preparing. In 50 years, we're going to need cars. Sorry, guys. We're going to need cars. We're not going to all be all on public transportation, and I won't build without planning to the future. And so I'm going to have parking.
How effective is public transportation in the metropolitan areas?
Zero.
BART, I think, is one of the, you know, being Humboldt County, right, is one of the coolest things, right? You can get on a train and you zip around and... Okay, but I've heard that it's never even gotten within 30% of covering its costs.
Correct.
Okay, and now now it's reinvestment. They did that expansion out to Oakland Airport, which is a logical thing to do, but it seems like they're always chasing deficits with public transportation.
And what about the high-speed rail? Look, takes longer, costs more, not feasible. It's public policy. But the fact of the matter is people like me who own the land, I'm not going to have people say you can't have parking. Want to bet? I'm going to have so much parking, and you're not going to tell me how to have parking or not, and that's it. And I'm planning for the future. I'm not trying to plan on a utopian view that's not going to occur. We need parking.
Is it a design issue sometimes also?
I don't know. I mean, look at the – let's use an objective. Dan just did one at the foot of, I think it's 7th Street and Myrtle, and that's a beautiful project.
Yeah, the old gas station.
Yeah, it might be that.
And in the 60s it was.
Okay.
But you know, so they're having to use parking positions on Myrtle, which to me is kind of – interesting that
we've got some zealots in this whole parking thing, and I mean, like the pop outs. I do know that I bet you if a person ran for city council and said, "What are you going to do?" Well, I'm going to make sure the city budgets money for 3 new D8s, and we're going to pop out all the pop outs.
Yeah, pop the pop outs
because
yeah.
People don't like them and they're not practical and.
What's the model for that? Is that a Portland or you don't see that in San Francisco or
no.
I guess 20 years ago you didn't. I've not been there since then.
Unfortunately, we get beta cases where some of these left-wing foundations try things in Humboldt County and see if they work or whether they do work.
Oh, so we're the beta.
We're the beta.
Oh, okay.
And do they work? No. Will we change it? Yes. You know, what I encourage people to do is, look, a lot of us aren't happy with what's going on. Let's be patient. Let's vote. Let's take our time. Let's be civil to one another in the process. I do wish we had a city attorney here in Eureka who felt compelled to tell the truth. She's knowingly lied to the council and to the public, in public. And
factual?
Factual lie, and she would not retract. She retracts over the phone and won't retract in public. Same thing goes with Miles. And so let's just, I mean, I'd love to have a genuine debate with one side and then debate with Miles in a public forum so that we can start tying these people down to truth. I think truth is important. And right now, they're just saying what they gets through to the other side. It doesn't matter if it's true. So I think we can, I want forums. I'm going to demand them.
Do you think we could do something like that? I mean,
I'd spend
a fair amount of time at the Warfinger, or in the Warfinger parking lot, you know, lunch eating. And it's amazing to me how underutilized that structure is compared to what it was early on. To have a public, you think that's large enough?
Yeah.
To have a public debate or?
No, let's just start.
Like your facility and just do it, have them up on stage.
But let's start a culture of active dialogue instead of demagoguery and no chance to say anything to clarify. So let's clear the air and get some truth out there, and we can have different opinions. I'm all for different opinions, but for God's sakes, we can't have city officials lying. I mean, I just can't. That's not what we deserve as citizens.
So what do you think is going to swing the pendulum? Is it
voting?
Local, at the state level, the federal level? I mean,
you're right. It's pervasive. I think one thing that we're all quickly coming to is that, we need a government that gives an equal application of the law and the interpretations and doesn't pick favorites and winners and losers.
Yeah, the stuff with the judges in the various states, you know, Michigan choosing not to.
Well, that's federalism. And now, do I think the Colorado one was probably incorrectly reasoned? Yeah.
Well, the Supremes will figure that out.
But that's federalism. Each state gets to do it
its own way, and right. ultimately you have the ultimate arbiter in the Supreme Court. But let's demand truth and transparency from our government. I think that's something that people would like, and it would help our society, because we want truth. If it's truth at our dining room table, shouldn't it be truth that the government's telling us too?
At the dining room table, we know what reality is. Yeah. When we get into a different arena, either we don't have experience or the jargon, even a lot of the terminology that's used. I mean, think of just the phrase unemployment. Most of us know what a functional definition is of unemployment. It has nothing to do with governmental definition. The same thing with inflation rates and all these other things that we use as monikers. So if we had a discussion, one side's fervently saying what they know to be the case, and the other arguing just as strongly, but each of them have different definitions of what they're arguing about.
No, you're right, but let's go face to face. Let's not talk past I think that one
would,
another.
That would be the easiest way.
I like ideas, and I it doesn't have to be my idea. I'm open to be convinced.
KINS. News and information time, it's 8:44.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's Holy Toledo. It's 8:49.
What?
We're only down to about 3 minutes here.
All right.
Yeah. More excitement.
Well, I think 2024 is going to be fun.
Because of it. I would agree, but I would agree probably for a different reason.
Okay.
I see that the American citizenry is going to get engaged instead of being passive. Whether you're in favor of or in opposition to, you're paying attention.
Well, I hope so.
And I think that's, I think we've, a lot of us have been asleep at the switch for the last little bit.
Yeah.
And I know there's those that operate on an emotional basis, they're going to continue to be emotional. And those that are logical are going to continue to be logical. But at least we're engaged, where before we were just passive in a lot of areas.
Yeah, I it's hard to argue that. I also happen to think that there is a commonality to us that we had not appreciated for a while that we're starting to appreciate again. That what keeps us together is far more than what divides us.
Yeah, the core values.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And I'm pretty optimistic about all this.
So is that a drip, drip, drip that's gotten you to that point? Or were there some significant, more cataclysmic, major shifts that got you to that perspective?
Well, I think the downtown parking moved the needle here in Eureka. You have people all across the political spectrum, but you know what we say? Boy, no parking, and then these pop-outs too? Forget it. They're dangerous. And so, I mean, has anyone driven out by the golf course? God, what are they thinking?
I did that 2 days ago, and it was like, are you kidding?
Well, what?
They're bike lanes.
They're bike lanes, and they're so dangerous. I thought the government's job was to protect us, not change our conduct. And so.
Yeah, that's a behavior move.
Gee.
If it was safety, we'd just have the rails up.
Yeah. And so, look, everything is, we're dealing with these things. People are engaged. I'm encouraged. And so I look for big and positive changes for the next 5 years. And does it happen all at once? Rarely things happen all at once.
Economically, you excited?
I think we're going to have a mild recession, but I think.
What are we in now?
We're not in a recession.
Okay.
Yet. We are not. But we will be at some point probably. And the future looks good. We've got too much debt, but when finally we get to the point where we say we've got too much debt. We'll figure something out. We always do. And I'd like to stay out of wars. I really don't want any more wars. And
the open borders, are you concerned about
terrified,
that?
Terrified. It goes against the fundamental thesis of what a country is.
Well, I'm thinking safety also.
Well, there is no safety. And I guess, I don't know what the solution's going to be, but it's going to have to include deportations. In other words, how can we expect people who got here illegally, knowingly illegally, to be law-abiding citizens when their original sin was illegal?
Yeah, that kind of seems to be across purposes.
Yeah, I'm not there. But look, right now, we have a new generation of kids coming along. They're thoughtful. They're not afraid to work. And, we're steadily changing the culture to the positive.
Good stuff for Humboldt County? Even though I know we're looking at a deficit second half of the year.
I'm not even giving that a second thought. Great stuff for Humboldt County.
Very cool. Well, it can't get much better than that, so I guess we'll just kind of listen to the music and go out.
All right, buddy.
Thanks
Happy
for coming
New
by,
year.
Bud. And get well. See everybody tomorrow.